Good evening, Rabbosai. So fascinating, Maaseh of the Chofetz Chaim. A new story. I never heard this story before of the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. Comes to a point that you think that you've... But it's a brand new story. I saw from a very reliable source. The Chofetz Chaim was approached by, in the tkufas, in the years that there was real severe poverty in Klal Yisrael. I think it was the 1920s. It was a huge... incredible poverty in the whole area. And he had mamash suffering literally from hunger and poverty, and it was a very, very difficult tkufa for the Yidden. So somebody approached the Chofetz Chaim, who was already known as the Gadol Hador and the Tzaddik Hador. And he asked the Chofetz Chaim, he said, Chofetz Chaim, the Heilige Gadol Hador, maybe you can make the Chofetz Chaim is a Tzaddik Hador. Why maybe you can give away the mitzvah of tefillin of today. The mitzvah of tefillin, you give away the mitzvah of tefillin, of mitzvah's tefillin. You give that mitzvah away. And surely, in the schos of the Chofetz Chaim, putting on and fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin, surely, if you ask the Baruch Shalom, the return for that will be that many, many hundreds of families will have panosah, will have food to live. The value of the Chofetz Chaim's mitzvah. So he asked Chofetz Chaim, why don't you give away your mitzvah, and in return of that, Klal Yisrael will be fed upon. Maybe ask the Ribono Shel Olam for such a business deal, for such a deal. Chofetz Chaim, without hesitation, he replied, and he says, one mitzvah to feed hundreds of mishpachas. He said, no, it doesn't go that way. It's the wrong currency. He said, it's the wrong currency. One mitzvah tefillin is worth far, far more than that. One mitzvah tefillin, put on one tefillin. He said, it's the completely wrong currency to feed hundreds of family food. It's not worthwhile the deal. It's not. He says, if you're talking, you know, you go with £1,000 into a sweet shop. Moshe given. I don't think Chofetz Chaim himself gave that moshel, but I think they're telling me that afterwards. Gave £1,000. You go into a sweet shop that every item is worth 20p. He said, it's the wrong currency. He said, it's not. It's can't do it. And he didn't do it. Yeah. So I just, the most haskell of that, obviously the limit of the message from that story is obviously that we don't even appreciate the value of our mitzvahs. How many times we put on tefillin without even thinking about the eternal power of a mitzvah. The value, Chofetz Chaim understood the value of a mitzvah. A mitzvah. Yeah, what a mitzvah. We don't appreciate it. Semkuf Tzadi Beis, Rabbi Yisai, Pesh Tzadi Vav. We are going to be learning tonight the Simkuf Tzadi Beis. I hope to complete the whole Simon, which is the halachas with regards to Zimun. Zimun is a separate mitzvah to the mitzvah of benching. We've discussed a lot of halachas with regards to benching. We're not quite finished, there's more to come. Benching, Birkas Hamazon, is to erase some of it, to abon on some of it, and even... Indeed, just that's right. So there's a mitzvah of bench and Birkas Hamazon. Now Zimun is a separate mitzvah, which according to the majority of poskim, including to Mishnah Berurah, is only mit Rabbanon. It's a minority opinion, including the Chazon Ish, who holds that Zimun is the Raisa. It's a minority opinion. Mishnah Berurah holds Zimun is the Rabbanon. And tonight we're going to be learning the halachas of the Zimun, a boy's time we bench and kind of thing. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Aleph. Oh, you Yoishvin. If you have three people eating and enjoying a meal together, they're obligated in benching. Now, I want to point out over here, it's not emphasized over here so much. Later on, we will be discussing a bit more, but we mentioned at the earlier point as well, that Zimun only takes place if people are actually physically eating together. If you've got one person facing this way, another person sitting on that side, facing the other way, and another person yet facing another direction, eating on the other side of the room, you may not necessarily, and you're probably not, mitzarev lezimun. Zimun only takes place, is as Shulchan Aruch says, hayu amesubim shloisha chayovim bezimun. If people are eating together. So there will be later on halachas, what happens if somebody only joins for dessert, what happens if somebody leaves early, all these halachas will be discussed in Mitzvah Shem, but I want to clarify at this point, And that zimun only takes place if people are eating together. And then, says the Shulchan Aruch, I'm assuming Mishloisha, Chayovim Bezim, they're obligated in zimun. There's an obligation of zimun. There is an obligation to be mezamen. Sheoime, Echad Mehem, that one of them says, Nevorech Shochalnu Mishloim. One person says, Nevorech, we shall bench Shochalnu, that we've eaten Mishloim from him, meaning Hashem. Ve'im Oilim, and the other two remain, the other two people, Oilim, Ve'imrim, Boruch, they reply, the two other people that are there, they reply and they say, Boruch, gebenched is, Shochalnu Mishloim, that we've eaten from his eternal kindness, Shochalnu Mishloim, we've eaten from him, Huvetuvoi, and from his good kindness, Chayinu, we are living. And then the one who actually starts off the Zimun, he then returns and he says, Boruch, Shochalnu Mishloim, Tivoi Chayinu, as we know, that is the Nusach, the general Nusach of benching, of Zimun, Boruch, and then he says, Boruch, Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hazon Es Olam, and then he starts benching. If there are four people there, not three, but four people actually eating together, you can then say, Boruch, Shochalnu Mishloim. So the Nusach changes slightly, that you say, not Nevorech, but you say, Boruch, Shochalnu Mishloim. Aval Yoyse Toiv Loima Nevorech Shloim Lehoitzi Atzma Min HaKlal, but the general rule of thumb is, Nevorech is the best Nusach to say Nevorech, you include yourself. Grammatically, Nevorech means we are going to bench, and as opposed to Boruchu, you should bench. So, you should bless Hashem is not as good as we should. You include yourself. So Nevorech is the better Nusach, the better version of being Mezameh. Shalehoitzi Atzma Min HaKlal. V'imem Asoro, if there are 10 people eating together, what happens then? That's right. If there's 10 people, like we know that when it's a quorum of 10 is a minion, then you have a minion. 10 people is a minion. And you can say various additions, which includes Hashem's name. Baruch Hu is one, Kaddish, Kedusha. You can say, so similarly also with Zimun, when you have 10 people, you can add Hashem's name. Hence, Vimem Asor, if there are 10 people, Tzorich Lask, it's Hashem, you must mention Hashem's name. Sha'oime, that you should say, Nevoch Elokeinu. You mention Hashem's name, Elokeinu. And they then say, Boruch Elokeinu. They then mention Hashem's name too, because you've got 10 people present. Ein loima nevorech leloikeinu belamed. You don't say nevorech leloikeinu with a lamed. Uvein shu asoro, and now it's whether you've got 10 people there, or meo, or you've got 100 people there, or elef, even if you've got 1,000 people there, or riboy, you've got 10,000 people present. Kachem envorech, that is the nusach that you're going to say. Yes? Very good. You're remembering very correctly a Mishnah in Brochus. In Brochus, that in Brochus over there, the Mishnah does discuss that these various additions and changes of wording that you say if there's 10 people, if there's 100 people, if there's 1,000 people, if there's 10,000 people. However, the Mishnah over there mentions this is Machlokes Tanoim, and we paskin that if there is Bein Echad Asoro, Echad Asoro Riboy, whether it's 10 people there, 100, 1,000, or 10,000, we say always the same Nusach. Because over there, Taka, the Mishnah mentions various additions, Nevoich, Hashem Tzvokois, etc. We don't paskin like that. And we do, as Shulchan Aruch says over here, you're always going to say, Nevoich, Elokeinu Shechalim Mishloim. Once you hit 10 people, you're going to say Elokeinu. And that is what you say, you don't add anything else to it. But what does remain true is that there's a difference between 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Which is, you don't say Hashem's name, you don't say Elokeinu. But once you've got 10 all the way up, there is a change of Nusach and you're going to add Hashem's name, Elokeinu. But it's true that very much your point is what is added over here is Bein Shia Soroi Meo Elof Eriboi Kachem Evochim. The Shulchan Aruch does point out that there's no difference from 100 up, we always say the word Elokeinu and we don't add anything else to it. Yeah. Shulchan Aruch does add the following halacha. Kol ha-meshaneh mezeh ha-nusach, if anybody changes the nusach of Zimun, you want to change it, you feel like your poetic skills are very developed, and you'd like to add your own tailor-made, bespoke kind of addition for Zimun, Shulchan Aruch says, Kol ha-meshaneh mezeh ha-nusach, if you change the nusach of Zimun, kegoin, such as, Shoyim, that you say, Nevorech ala mozolin sheyachalnu, you want to add not just you thank Hashem, but you specifically say, Halamozen Shochalnu. Oi Shoim, or you say, Lemi Shochalnu Mishaloi. It's all very nice additions. Oi Shoim, or you say, Bemokim, Uvi Tuvoi. You say, Met Tuvoi. Oibim Koim Chayinu, Hoim Chayim. So you add all these kinds of, nothing personal, please. Chaim Yeshua Levi, nothing personal. Or you add Chaim instead of Chayinu. Hari Zeburi, he's stupid. Plain stupid. You don't change the nusach of benching. You don't add anything. You just keep it simple to the nusach the Chazal established. However, the only point is Kshem Asorim, you've got 10 people. Kevin Shemaskirim is Hashem, since you mentioned Hashem's name. Yochai Loima, you can say Nevoich Elokim Al Mozen Shochalnu Mishaloi. You can say that nusach. Yeah. So we are learning that, generally speaking, the nusach is from 3 till 10, you say Nevoich, from 10 up, you say Nevoich Elokeinu, but besides that, you don't change the nusach. Right, now, there's something missing over here. Something that we all do when we do Zemun. That's right, very good. That's right. We don't start like that. How do you start in the Zemun? How do you start when you're Zemun? How do you start? That's right. But that's right. Abu Sam won't mention. And it's not mentioned here at all. Noticed? It doesn't say anything about that. So for that we need to see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah cotton base. Says the following. Nevorech. Nevorech. Now the Mishnah Berurah says the following. Bezoya. In the Zohar HaKadosh, he ziru loima befiv. The Zohar says, so the Zohar HaKadosh says, that you should say befiv with your mouth, you should verbalize, koidim bikis and mosin before benching, 10 give, lono to us, hakois the becha, the cup, unevoich, and we will bench. The Zohar HaKadosh says, you should actually physically say, give me the cup, and I'm going to bench. Pass over the becha, and I'm going to bench. As an introduction. Oi! Or, Boyu, come here, Venevoich, and we're going to bench. And why is that? So the Zoya is the source and the Mekoyer of actually introducing the Zimun. Yeah. Gemara says it? Have Venevoich. I don't know, you're right. It's, I don't know. It's almost a good question, I don't know. Yeah, so the Zohar says that there's no Gemara. From here it seems that the Mekoyer is the Zohar HaKadosh. And the reason is something which is very well established by the Chassidish, Sforim. Not so well established, unfortunately, in the Ashkenazi Shevelt. Levi shekolda or shebikdusha, any heiliger matter, any holy task that you're performing, toi chazmona befer, you need to have an introduction beforehand. Hazmona literally means an introduction, an invitation. Anything that you do which has holiness, any mitzvah that you're doing, anything kodosh that you're doing, needs an introduction beforehand. That's very well established by the Chassidim, unfortunately not so much by us. But this is the reasoning of and the rationale of a voice of Mevon Benchin. In order to bring over the Kedusha. And that's why we're saying in German language, we would like to bench. Because we would like to introduce the Dovo Shebekdusha. We're not going to do Zimun, which is going to follow by benching. And that itself needs a introduction. It needs an introduction. It needs a hazmona, invitation. And therefore, we're going to say, Rabboisem, we want to bench. Rabboisem, we want to bench. And then they're going to say, so we're learning over here that it's really interesting that any Dovah to the Yisoy that we're learning, the concept over here that we're learning, is that any heilige thing, anything that you perform, any Kedusha matter you're performing needs, you can't just jump into a thing. It's really, we all know what it's like when you jump into something. We all know what it's like when you light Hanukkah candles and you are just jumping into it, like you're still, you're thinking about it beforehand a minute and you're preparing yourself emotionally into the mitzvah, it's a completely different dimension. Any mitzvah that you're doing, any mitzvah, any bracha, if you think about it a minute beforehand, we all know that you're going to do the mitzvah on a completely different level. And this is exactly the concept the Shulchan Aruch says. And hence the Chassidim have the Akpodah, just the idea of L'Shem Yichid, L'Shem Yichid, the Chassidim say, that's precisely that Shlach HaKadosh, or just to, by the Chassidim, you know, they put on Gartel before they do mitzvahs, many of the Chassidim put on Gartel, and that's exactly what it is, just this introduction, just preparing oneself. Although the Shlach HaKadosh should be befeh, should be in the mouth, but the concept is to prepare yourself for the mitzvah, which is something which is, the concept is a universal concept. Yeah. It definitely. There's nothing specific about the Yiddish and German aspect. Of course, if a person says Rabbi Yisrael Nevorech, it's exactly the same. I imagine the reason why it was established in German or in Yiddish was because it had to have meaning to it, and maybe some people was more personal, maybe more understood if they would say it in Yiddish, as opposed to Rabbi Yisrael Nevorech.
It's only the first. It's only that bit in Yiddish.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. 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 Okay. Okay. So this is with regards to the main concept of Zimun. Siv Beis teaches us the following. Siv Beis. Im Torah mezamen ba'asoro. So there were 10 people there. And again, if there is 10 people, what are you going to do? Elokeinu. So if there's 10 people, v'oinim loy iskiru Elokeinu, and was forgotten to say Elokeinu, einam yicholim lachzor, you can't go back. So if you fail to say the correct nusach by the Zimun, you don't go back. You keep going. Einam yicholim lachzor, you can't go back. Avolim adayin lo yonu achov, but if he wasn't answered yet, he just said, Rabbi Yisrael will mention, and then he said, and he forgot to say Elokeinu Shachal Mishloi. He didn't say Elokeinu. So if at that point, before the Olam replied, if at that point he realized, so he can't go back. He says Nevoich Elokeinu Shachal Mishloi. But if Adayin Lo Yonu Achov Yachzor V'Zamen B'Shem, he could add the word Elokeinu. However, if the Olam answered already, and of 10 people they answered already, then it's too late. You can't fix it anymore. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Niyud, Eni Michalim Lachzor, Uvi Di Eved Yotzer B'Zimun B'Lo Yishem, But Di Eved Yoyotzer, even if you didn't say Elokeinu. Yeah, that's interesting. It's not mentioned here. It's actually interesting. It's not mentioned over here. It's really well noticed. I don't know what's pshat. I mean, we saw earlier that there's an idea. The Kohen was mentioned earlier. That the coin should be, if there's a coin, his tak has to be birshusoy. And he goes to Balabais, who also said in the early halacha, he goes to Balabais, that it should be done birshus to Balabais as well. So, but it's interesting, it's well noted that it's not mentioned over here again. It's not pointed out, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but the Eved you'll be Yotze. Good point. If you mention Hashem's name by mistake, you'll be Yotze with the Eved. Yeah.
Could be a
Hashem's name
in vain. Could be.
Yeah, I suppose it was. You're right. It probably was like Hashem's name in vain, but it still doesn't mean you should say it again. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yudalev says Yachzor V'Zamen B'Shem. The Kimon Shel Yonu Adayin. Since they have not answered, Lo Yiskay Mitzvah Zimun V'Avik Lechatchila. As long as they haven't answered back, the Mitzvah Zimun has not been fully fulfilled. So the only time Mitzvah Zimun has only been fulfilled once they've answered. Prior to that, the Mitzvah Zimun hasn't been fulfilled. Okay, we can get a bit of a head start in Sim Kuf Tzadik Gimel. Imet Staf from Lezimun Ilav. When is the halachas of Tzeruf Lezimun? When is actually people adding for the Zimun? When is that actually, when is the Tzeruf, the merging taking place? Shnaim She'ochlu, two people who ate together. Hafok B'Shebirkes Hamoitzi Poitei Echol Es Chaveiroi. Although, with regards to Hamoitzi, one person can patter the other person. So you don't have to say Hamoitzi. I can say Hamoitzi for you and same vice versa. However, Mitzvah Lechalek, Poitei Avopi, Shemit Babikas Amoitzi, Poeta Echolis, however you can't part of somebody else. Mitzvah Lechalek Sheboich Kolechot Bikas Amosn Leatzmoim. With regards, if you've got two people eating together, it's better yet for benching than ever benches himself. Don't you rely on me being Moitzi, you benching, and I'm not going to rely on you for benching and being Moitzi me. Everybody should bench individually. Make sense? Everybody should do the benching himself. You could, in theory, be Moitzi through me, but don't rely on it. Better do it yourself. When is this? When is this said? When two people can, when both can actually read and physically say bigs, they can do the bigs, they can actually bench themselves. If one person can bench and the other person is unfortunately unable to bench, then the person who does know the benching, he should bench. And the other person should be moitzi, should be yoitze through the first person. If he understands Lashon HaKodesh, but he's not able to bench, so he knows the translation, but he doesn't actually physically able to bench, and then you can be Moitzim. And he should be Kavona, should have Kavona to be Moitzi him, and he should have Kavona to be Yoitze through the person saying the benching, and then it's fine that one person does benching. But ideally, ideally, you should not have that scenario. Ideally, everybody should bench himself. If possible, you should make sure that, not if possible, you need to ensure that the person who is moitzi him should have complete kavana to be moitzi him. If he fails to have kavana, he's not yoitzi, and the bialocha says it's makev. If the person didn't have kavana to be moitzi, you're not yoitzi the mitzvah at all. Aber imeinei meivin, ein yoitzi b'shmir. Very interesting. If you are listening, but you don't understand the benching at all, you don't understand, you don't have a clue what's happening, what's flying, you can't be yoitzi through the benching of the individual. Yeah, he could, but in fact, he must. Yeah, but if, very good, you're 100% right. Indeed, you could, and you should. But if you don't understand what I'm saying, I'm benching, and you don't understand what I'm saying, then you can't be motivated through me. But if you've got three people eating together, three people don't know how to split. And we'll discuss that more tomorrow. It's that three people are not allowed to split, and obviously the reason for that is Zimun. To recap what we covered tonight, we learned tonight the concept of Zimun. We learned that three people together must be Mezamen. We learned that there is a Nusach, Evorich Shochal Mishaloi, and people reply, Boch Shochal Mishaloi Tvoy Chayinu. We learned that if there's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people, that is the Nusach that has to be said. Once you've hit 10, then the Aloch is you have to add Hashem's name, Elokeinu, like we find by any other minion matters. So you have to add the word Elokeinu. This Nusach of Elokeinu will be said if you go 10, 11, 12, 100, 1,000, 10,000, whatever the figure may be, that's the Nusach you say. Unlike what the Mishnah in Bracha says, that you potentially say different things. We don't pass that. We say always Elokeinu, and that's what we say. We learned that the Zohar HaKadosh says you should always introduce the mitzvah. You should say Nevoich Elokeinu. You should say introduce the mitzvah, befer with your mouth. Pitein donu HaKadosh Nevoich. Rabbi Samuel mentioned as introduction, like any mitzvah should be following an introduction. We learned that if you've got 10 people and Elokeinu was not said, so then it depends. If they didn't reply yet, you should go over it again and say Nevoich Elokeinu. But if they answered already, then it's too late, and it be there with your yotze, and you should just carry on. We started Sim Kuf Tzadik Gimel that tells us that ideally people should bench themselves. If one person wants to be yotze to the other, that's possible as long as he understands what's flying and as long as there's kavana. If there's no kavana or he doesn't understand what is being said, then you can't be yotze through. Good evening, Aboisai.